It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to Randy Gatula.
It's time now for high school football playoff action, the second half of our doubleheader on Sunny 101.3. Tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs are back in the playoffs for the fourth straight year and the sixth time in the past 7 years for Auburn. It's a terrific program Coach Tony Jansen has built for Auburn. Tonight, the Bulldogs at home is the number 7 seed, hosting number 10 seed Ogallala. Both teams are 7-2 on the year. Auburn currently riding a 5-game winning streak. Ogallala riding a 7-game winning streak at the present time after they started the year 0-2. Both teams like to run the football. We'll find out more about that from Coach Tony Jansen. An interview I did with him earlier this week. We'll find about his thoughts on tonight's game. It is Class C1 first-round playoff action in 11-man football, Class C1 at Bulldog Stadium in Auburn. As I said, I had a chance to visit with Coach Tony Jansen. We'll be back with that visit. Then we'll kick it off. Auburn hosting Ogallala coming up. 6 o'clock kickoff tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Back after this 2-minute timeout.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for 1, 2, or 3 lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Rope Elizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to visit with Auburn coach Tony Jansen. The Bulldogs getting ready to kick it off in playoff action. Coach, I was visiting with you before. My memory is getting worse as I get older. Fourth year in a row for the Bulldogs in the playoffs. Congratulations. It's not easy to get there any year, but four in a row, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, it really speaks to our guys' commitment each year and getting to work in both the season and in the preseason, being able to put in that commitment to have that success. So we've been fortunate to work with a ton of good players, and hopefully we can just keep that going.
And let's tip our hat to you, since you won't tip your own hat. You have built a good program at Auburn. It's solid year in and year out. You don't have those seasons where now, oh, we're going to go one win this year or two wins this year very often. Things like that just not happen. You built a real solid program there.
Well, I appreciate that. We got to, and we've seen that in, so many of our activities here at our school. So I think it starts up top of just kind of the expectations in our school building, and it goes even beyond that. I think in our community we have kids that come from families that they know how to work, they know how to set high expectations for themselves. So we're definitely fortunate to be in the school and community that we're in.
All right, Ogallala's coming to town. That's the good news, that they're coming here. You've said the bus ride, they're used to traveling, but still, it's better to be at home. You always like to be at home, but you don't want to have to climb that bus and drive that first round.
No, yeah, when you can stay within your element and take that part of it out, you know, we're kind of creatures of habit. So when you can stay within your routine at home, that's, I think, definitely an advantage. And, you know, earlier in the year, we kind of felt like we were playing a little better on the road than we were at home, but the last few home games, we adjusted, you know, how we had our pregame prep here at home to lock in a little bit more focus, and we think that's been good for us, and we'll continue that with this game, and hopefully it pays off for us.
This could be a pretty quick ball game. We're not going to probably see the ball in the air a whole lot from either team.
No, both teams like to establish a run and have had success doing that. And both teams running the ball, stopping the run, so playing physical football is going to be key.
What kind of schedule is Ogallala play? I mean, a lot of times we go, well, those teams out west, they don't play the tough schedule. Well, I don't know what they do. I mean, they're putting whoever the state puts on their schedule, and I'm sure 7 wins in a row says something about their squad.
Yeah, I mean, one of those 7 wins was against Sydney, and that was their only loss, and they're the 4th seed in the playoffs. So, you definitely can't sit here and say they haven't played anyone. They've played a tough schedule and done a great job with it. It's kind of interesting, though, when you watch film with it, where you know, normally you can kind of compare, you know, we know this about this team that they played, this and that, where we don't have any experience with any of the teams they've played. That can make sometimes watching film a little bit interesting. But, no, there's no doubt that they've played tough teams along the way, and they've proven themselves this year.
Your kids ready health-wise to get into these playoffs and go as far as they can? I mean, I know after 9 games, everybody's got to be a little bit beat up.
Yeah, and there's definitely more of that than anything, just guys kind of banged up, and you gotta fight through it a little bit. That's part of the game, and we haven't been completely injury-free otherwise, but honestly, for this point in the year, it's about as good as you can ask for.
Well, we don't know what the weather is for sure as we talk here in the pregame show interview, but obviously it's going to be a lot chillier on Friday night, and it's supposed to maybe rain some this weekend. Any special preparations for weather this week?
Well, you know, like I said, the rain's supposed to stay away, hopefully. But it's going to be chilly, which it should be for playoff football, and that doesn't affect anything at all. You know, one thing that's nice with even the possibility of rain is we've been able to practice in the rain this week, so you've gotten that used to handling a wet ball and adjusting your cuts on a wet field, things like that. So hopefully it eliminates any excuses as far as that goes.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun to put on a jacket and go to a playoff game than it is to try to get comfortable when it's 110 like we started the football season.
Absolutely. I'd take the chilly weather over the hot weather anytime.
All right, Coach, a couple of keys to the game tonight. Are things going well for Auburn?
Well, like you said, with both teams being run first teams, just being the more physical team, I think, is a big key to the game. Playing with low pad level, finishing blocks, things like that. And then where Ogallala, it just plays clean football and they don't beat themselves, we got to protect the ball as well. We can't put the ball on the turf. We got to protect the rock and limit turnovers.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Thanks a lot, John.
Back with more of our pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Did you know breast cancer impacts both women and men? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Nemaha County Hospital wants you to know that early detection can save lives. Their experienced team of medical experts is here to emphasize the importance of regular screenings and self-examinations. Together, we can make a difference. Spread the word, get screened, and work towards fighting breast cancer. Learn more about their breast health services at nemahacountyhospital.com. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We bid you good evening from Auburn High School. It's time for high school playoff football action tonight here on Sunny 101.3 as the Auburn Bulldogs are hosting the Ogallala Indians in 11-man high school football playoff action. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for this evening's broadcast. My statistician and color commentator tonight is former Auburn assistant football coach Tommy Grafton. Tommy, good evening.
Good evening, Randy. How you doing?
Oh, great to have you alongside. Looking forward to what should be a great matchup tonight between the Bulldogs and the Ogallala Indians. We want to start with a great big welcome to our listeners listening tonight in Ogallala on News Radio 930 AM KOGA and iHeartRadio. Glad to have you joining us for the broadcast tonight as your Indians take on the Auburn Bulldogs. As we said, both teams 7-2 on the season. Looks like it should be a fantastic matchup. We're going to move right to the starting lineups here offensively for both teams. First of all, for the visiting Ogallala Indians, at center, Michael Skinner, a 220-pound senior. At the left guard is Austin Hodges, a senior at 260. At the right guard is Zachary Plash, 180 and a junior. Right tackle is Jaden Fanning. He's a 230-pound senior. Left tackle, Ben Peters, a junior at 195. The tight ends are Sawyer Smith, a 190 sophomore, and Drew Barbie. Barbie is 220 and a senior. At quarterback, the trigger man is Eden Kane. Kane, just a sophomore, 130 pounds, not a real big guy. He will start at quarterback. Your fullback is Kobe Nowak. Nowak, a freshman, at 200. Wingback, Harry Kasky, 215 and a senior. And the other wide receiver is Caden Rizak. Rizak, a 182-pound senior. The Indians, coached by head coach Brett Bauer, and they are 7-2. Starting lineup for the homestanding Auburn Bulldogs. At center, Owen Rowell, a junior. The left guard is Cole Clark, a junior. At right guard is Lance Binder, also a junior. The left tackle is Eli Elberry, a senior. Right tackle, Jake Franklin, a junior. Wide receiver, Maverick Binder, a senior. The tight end is Burke Moody, a junior. At quarterback, Nixon Liguori, he's a junior. Running back for Auburn is Brent Galizia, a junior, and Camden Taylor, just a sophomore, and the wide receiver, Traven Shaw. Shaw is a senior. Shaw also is the place kicker and the punter for the Bulldogs. Auburn coached by head coach Tony Jansen. They are 7-2 on the season. Also want to welcome our listeners and viewers on Auburn High School's video stream on Strive TV. If you'd like to watch tonight's broadcast as well as listen to our broadcast here and our audio, you can find the game tonight online, and that would be at strive.tv/Auburn. Strive.tv/Auburn, and you can watch the game on the video stream courtesy of Auburn High School and their students, and our audio will be paired up with that so it will match up perfectly, and you can listen into our broadcast while you enjoy the video stream. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS. At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know that martial arts aren't just for kids? At Heller Martial Arts, we have classes for adults as well. Kickboxing is a fun and unique workout. Learn to protect yourself and your family with our Krav Maga self-defense program. You can start either course at any time, and the first class is free. No experience needed. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we welcome you back once again to Auburn High School, the Auburn Bulldogs, the Osceola, or rather the Ogallala Indians. We've been covering them also. Ogallala Indians 7-2, Auburn Bulldogs 7-2. We've just had the playing of our national anthem. The band is clearing out here. I think we may have a final score now on the Sand Hills Thetford. Not final? Fourth quarter?
Nope, not final. Fourth okay. quarter. In the, 2 minutes to go.
Okay, 2 minutes to go in the third quarter?
Fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter. It appears that Sand Hills Thetford is going to get the win over Nebraska City Lords. They're up big tonight out in Dunning. Right now with 2 minutes to go.
Sorry, Randy, 11 minutes to go in the fourth.
All right, we'll check that again. In the fourth quarter anyway, Sand Hills Thetford leading Nebraska City Lords 44-12. And the reason that matters here in Nemaha County is the Johnson Brock Eagles defeated Anselmo Myrna this afternoon in a game heard here on Sunny 101.3. 36-14, Johnson Brock with that win. That means that Johnson Brock will most likely face Sand Hills Thetford. And if that's the case, it's my understanding that the Sand Hills Thetford will have to travel to Johnson. So it could mean a third home game in a row for the Johnson Brock Eagles in the eight-man football playoffs. I think we still have to have the introduction of starting lineups here over the public address system. So we're going to step aside and take another 60-second timeout, a one-minute break right here, and we'll be back with more high school football on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farmin' City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in, Farmin' City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, once again, we welcome you back here to Auburn High School, getting set for our opening kickoff. We apologize for those technical difficulties back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Hopefully we'll have those ironed out and we'll be ready to go. Auburn won the opening coin toss. They have elected to receive the football. So it's teed up at the 40-yard line. Ogallala ready to kick it away. Harry Caskey has the ball teed at the 40. Ready to kick it away here for the Indians. Try and pick up back deep on the far side for Auburn, Maverick Finder. Here's the kick. Going to be fielded by the up man at the 30. He called for a fair catch on it. Making that fair catch there for the Bulldogs was Brenton Wenzel. So they're going to mark the football at the 30-yard line. Call it the 29, actually. It'll be first and 10 for the Auburn Bulldogs.
Yeah, just a little kicking into the wind. I think it was held up a little bit, and it's a right decision by Brenton Wenzel there.
Yeah, Wenzel makes a fair catch. The ball is spotted on the hash mark in from the west side. The Bulldogs move from our left to right, from north to south. Dixon Liguori is the quarterback. Camden Taylor, the running back, set behind him. Wide receivers to both sides. Calling his starting count, Liguori. There's a flag fly and a whistle sounds on the first play from scrimmage. It'll be a procedure penalty against the Bulldogs, and that'll cost Auburn 5 yards. Mark the football back to the 24-yard line, and they'll be facing first down and 15 yards to go here on their first possession. Just underway, 1 second into the ball game, according to the score clock. Here at Auburn High School, the quarterback, Nixon Liguori. Running backs, Camden Taylor, Brent Galitzi in there. He's put a wide receiver wide to the left side. That's Traven Shaw. Quarterback in the backfield, Liguori. Running back set on either side of him. Tight end goes to the left side. Unbalanced line to the left. And another flag flies and another procedure penalty. So without even snapping the football, the Auburn Bulldogs have already been assessed 2 5-yard procedure penalties.
Yeah, that one, I don't see what happened. I know there was a lot of movement with shift in their positions, but not sure who that was on.
Apparently two people must have moved there because we saw one man go in motion. So, the Bulldogs kind of sputtering here on offense to get this drive started. First down and 20. The ball back to the 19-yard line. Wide receivers. Peyton Bowden comes to the near side. Traven Shaw wide out to the left. Quarterback Nixon Liguori. Running backs on either side of him. Takes a snap. Gives a handoff to his running back coming from right to left. Room out near the 25-yard line on the carry. Gain of about 5 yards on that carry. It'll bring up second down and 15 yards to go with the football spotted down at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, that junior tackle of number Zachary Plash for Ogallala there.
Just underway here in Auburn, 11:35 to play, first quarter. Traven Shaw comes wide to the right. Wide to the left goes Bowden. Quarterback is Nixon Liguori. He has a single setback behind him. Liguori takes a snap, pitches back to the trailing back, coming to the right side. No running room for Maverick Binder at all. Great defensive pursuit there on the part of the Ogallala Indians.
Yeah, Caleb Castillo came in from a safety spot to make the play.
They made the stop on Galicia, or rather on Binder, for a stop on the play back to the 22-yard line, where it'll bring up third down and still 17 yards to go now for the Bulldogs. Bringing the play in from the sideline is Peyton Bowden, the wide receiver. They'll line it up here. Also checking into the game there is Brenton Wenzel now, the sophomore wide receiver. They'll go with a spread formation. Two wide receivers to either side of the field. Liguori sets in a shotgun formation on third down and 17. He has the snap. Liguori wants to throw. Pass complete to Bowden out at the 30-yard line. Hit and tackled immediately. Super defense. I'm impressed with the defensive play here on this first series.
Yeah,
by Ogallala.
You know, watching film this week on them, they fly around. They hit hard. They're very physical. And you can see it right there with Rezac.
Harry Caskey came up and got the hit there. It'll bring up a fourth down punting situation. Shaw will stand at his own 12-yard line to wait for the snap from center on fourth down and 11. Shaw gets a good snap. He'll get the punt away. The wind at his back. The ball is going to bounce and go out of bounds down near the 35-yard line, I think, is where they'll mark it. Maybe just outside the 35. That's where they'll put it down. It'll be first and 10 for the Ogallala Indians. Their first possession will begin at their own 36-yard line. Eden Kane is the quarterback, just a sophomore, 130 pounds for Ogallala. As they mark the football at the 36-yard line on the hash mark in from the west side. Colby Nowak, Harry Caskey will be the running backs in the backfield back there with Eden Kane. Let's see what the Indians can do on their first offensive possession. They'll come over the football with a double tight end set. Kane will be hands under center, running backs on either wing, calling a starting count on first and 10. Kane waiting for the snap from center. Takes a snap, pitches back to his trailing back, running to the right side. He's got running room. Outside is Harry Caskey at the 40, the 35, the 30. They've got the angle on him, and they'll get Caskey out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. So on the first play from scrimmage, the Indians broke Harry Caskey off tackle to the right side. He got to the edge, turned it down the right sideline, and puts the ball inside the 10-yard line. It's going to be first and goal from about the 7.
Yeah, that's a really good hustle by Peyton Bowden coming from the opposite side to trail him down. But that's what Auburn's got to do is stop that heavy rush attack here.
Harry Caskey showed some good wheels. He's a big boy, 215 pounds. Here we go, first and goal at the 7. Kane calls his starting count. He's under center. Waiting for the snap from center is Kane. Caskey goes in motion. They give it to Caskey again, running to the right side. He's inside the 5 and then driven back around the 4.5-yard line is where they'll mark him. On Traven Shaw, I think, one up there making the tackle on him. Shaw to lead the stop on Caskey. Give him a gain of 2 yards on the carry. Mark the football at the 5-yard line. It'll be second down and goal for the Indians at the Bulldog 5. 9 minutes, 28 seconds to play in the first quarter. No score thus far in the contest. Kane with a double tight end set. The running backs set in behind the ends. Kane hands under center, calls his count. From the 5-yard line, takes a snap, pitches back, running back running to the left side, now cuts back into traffic. He'll be dropped at about the 2-yard line after a gain of 3. Carrying the football that time was Caden Rizak, 182-pound senior wingback. He puts the ball to the 2-yard line, where it'll be third down and goal at the 2.
Eli Alberry on the stop for Auburn there.
Bulldog defense with their backs to the wall here early after giving up that big run to Harry Caskey. Third down and goal at the 2-yard line. Eden Kane calling his cadence. He's under center waiting for the snap for the football. He gives it off again to Caskey running the right side. Caskey goes in standing up for the touchdown. It'll go as a 2-yard touchdown run for Harry Caskey. From 2 yards out, and the score comes with 8 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the first quarter at Auburn. Caskey, it seems fitting, would get the touchdown there, Tommy. He's the man that had the big run that got him down there in the first place.
Yeah, he's a big boy. He's rushed for...
Looks like the Indians are going to line up and go for 2 here. Kane is under center once again, calling his cadence. For the 2-point conversion, long count, Caskey in motion. They fake to Caskey. He wants to throw the ball into the end zone, has a receiver. The pass is going to be complete. And making the reception is Drew Barbie, and it's 8-0. Ogallala on top with 8 minutes and 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
Here at Frontier Bank, we make our loan decisions right here at the bank. With us, you don't have to wait for approval from an out-of-town loan committee. When you apply for a loan, you want an answer, not the runaround. Frontier Bank is a community bank. What does that mean to you? When it comes to loans, it means service.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That scoring drive for the Ogallala Indians took just 4 plays to cover 64 yards. Harry Caskey scored on a 2-yard rush. The 2-point conversion pass was complete from Eden Kane to Drew Barbie, and the Indians go on top 8-0 with 8:31 to play in the first quarter here at Auburn. Indians ready to kick the ball away. Caskey has it teed up at the 40-yard line. He comes forward. Here's the kick. It'll come to the near side. Again, it's going to bounce in front of Wenzel. That's a live ball! And I believe, did it get out of bounds? I believe Ogallala got on the football. Now a flag is thrown.
What I saw there, Randy, is I think the Ogallala guy was out of bounds when he touched it.
If that's the case, Auburn will retain possession, but the Bulldogs really dodged a bullet right there. That ball landed in front of Wenzel. He was retreating from the football. And, of course, as we all know, on a kickoff, that's a live ball down there. And the Ogallala Indians, they were very much aware of it. They got down and fell on the football, but I think maybe they were out of bounds. Now the referees are trying to sort this thing out. Quite a discussion taking place here at the 31-yard line. Auburn's coming out and breaking the huddle, wanting to run a play. Of course, the coaching staff from Auburn expressing their opinion, which you can't blame them.
Yeah, right.
All of this happening with 8 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Auburn. Ogallala on top, 8-0 on their first drive when they traveled 64 yards in just four plays. It appears that the Bulldogs are going to retain possession of the football with penalty yardage marched off on top of it. The ball is marched back upfield, a 15-yard penalty. I'd be anxious to see the signal from the white hat on what this one is here, Coach.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He's never given us a signal. All right, the ball's at the 46-yard line, first and 10 for the Bulldogs, starting at their own 46. Great field position for Auburn on this one. Liguori is the quarterback. I think that's Taylor set behind him in the backfield. In motion goes Galicia. They turn, give the ball off to Taylor. No, that's Binder. And Binder runs off to the left side, out midfield, to the 50-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 4 on the carry. It'll bring up second down, 6 yards to go.
Yeah, Kasky again on the tackle there for Ogallala.
Working quickly with no huddle. The ball at the 50-yard line, waiting for the snap. They didn't get the player off the field, and it's going to be a 5-yard penalty. And, oh, wait a minute. Maybe they called a timeout before the penalty flag is thrown to try and save the penalty. Timeout taken by Ogallala. 8:08 to play here in the first quarter. The Indians lead it 8-0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
7 at the 50-yard line. Nixon Liguori puts a wide receiver to the left side. Binder moves out in a slot to the left. Liguori has the snap, gives the inside handoff, hands it off to Brent Galicia. Galicia breaking tackles, has first down yardage, runs the football down to the 42-yard line of Ogallala. It'll be a first and 10 for the Auburn Bulldogs. They're going to work quickly here with no huddle, Tommy. Over the football again, Liguori in the shotgun, has the snap, comes to his right on the carry. He's inside the 40, crashes down near the 37-yard line for a gain of about 4. It'll bring up second down and 6.
Yeah, no, just trying to go fast, get him off track here a little bit.
Try and pick up the tackler there, second down and 6 at the 37-yard line. Liguori puts a man in motion out to the left side. He'll set now out to the left. That's Shaw. They turn, give the handoff on the inside handoff to Galicia. He tries to duck it inside. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. Little, if any, gain on the play. And it's going to bring up fourth down and 6 yards to go with the line of scrimmage now at the 37-yard line.
Sophomore Jacob Fanning on the tackle for the Indians.
Back into the wall game now for the Bulldogs. Come Brenton Wenzel to bring the play in. I called it fourth down. I'm sorry. It's third down and 6 yards to go. Third down and 6. The ball at the 37. Nixon Liguori with a wide receiver to either side of the field is in the shotgun. Gives to Binder. Maverick Binder tries to get outside to the left. Nothing there. He's going to be dropped for a loss on the play. Back out to the 38-yard line. And, Tommy, I'm impressed with this defensive line right now for Ogallala.
Yeah, Ogallala's they're big guys up front that go hard. And then Kasky cleans it up on the backside for him.
Loss on the play puts the football to the 38-yard line. It's going to be fourth down and 7 yards to go now for the Bulldogs. Peyton Bowden's going to bring in a play from the sideline. It appears that Auburn's going to go for it here on fourth down. They're trailing 8-0 to the Ogallala Indians. 6:25 to play here in the first quarter at Auburn. Peyton Bowden goes wide left. Wide right is Traven Shaw. In a slot to the right sets Binder. Quarterback Liguori rolling right. Looking for a receiver. Looking for Shaw. Pass is complete. Traven Shaw has the first down yardage. Shaw made the reception at the 27. Turned, fought off the defender, and got enough for the first down. The football is going to be marked at the 20, Well, let's see. They're going to put it inside the 25. Great catch there by Traven Shaw. First and 10, Bulldogs at the 24.
Yeah, good comeback route here to get make sure you get past the six and then Rezac.
Kind of a little Travis Kelce move.
Yes,
catch the ball, fake one way, go the other. We saw that this afternoon over at Johnson. Nice catch there by Traven Shaw, the senior. First down and 10 at the 24-yard line for the Bulldogs. They trail 8-0. Liguori has the snap. Has the Maverick Binder. Binder running tough forward. He'll get about 4 yards down to the 20-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 6 now for the Bulldogs. Clock running, 5:58 to go first quarter. 8-0. Ogallala on top.
Kasky and Nowak in there on the play again for Ogallala.
Now with the ball just outside the 20. Auburn has it spotted inside the right side hash mark in from the west side. Auburn is moving from our left to right from north to south. Peyton Bowden goes wide left. Traven Shaw comes wide to the right side of the field. The single set running back is Maverick Binder in the backfield behind Liguori. Oh, bad snap goes over his head. Liguori has to go back and cover it up and fall on the football for a huge loss back out to the 31-yard line. A lot of hang time on that snap.
Yeah, that just went right over the top off his fingertips.
Yeah, Liguori didn't have much of a chance to get that one.
Zero chance.
Way up in the air. He was chasing back after it. He and Binder both. Liguori got on it, but a huge loss back out to the 31-yard line. And now, instead of a second and manageable, it's third down and 17 yards to go at the 31. Clock is running. 4:58 to go first quarter. Ogallala on top, 8-0. Traven Shaw goes wide left. In motion, out to the right comes Binder. Back to pass, Liguori. Liguori's got time. Now he's rolling left. Looking downfield, he'll run with the football. Liguori's going to get it down inside the 25, near the 21 or 22-yard line. Well short of the first down. It's going to bring up a fourth down. And now you have to wonder, you're at the 22-yard line. You're in no man's land. You can't punt it. You do have the wind at your back if you got a wild idea about kicking a field goal here. We know Shaw's got the leg. We've seen him kick it that far. Let's see what the decision comes here from Coach Tony Jansen. Looks like they're going to line up and go for it on fourth down and 7 at the 21-yard line. No field goal attempt here. Spread set. Two receivers wide right, one wide left. Liguori rolling right with a football. Looking downfield, trying to find a receiver. Pass is complete to Bowden. I don't know if he got there. He's very close. I think he's going to be just shy of the first down. They stopped him at about the 10 and a half.
They gave it to him, Randy.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Tommy, did you see what I saw there?
I saw that, yeah.
All right, the ball is going to be marked at the 11-yard line, and they're going to call it first down and 10 at the 11. Wow. I just have to describe what I saw.
Yeah.
First down and 10 at the 11. Bulldogs threatening. 3:58 to go first quarter. The ball goes back to Maverick Binder. He's going to be hit and dropped in the backfield for a loss on the play. Back out to about the 13-yard line for a loss of 2. And again, big defensive effort on the center of that defensive line for Ogallala.
Yeah, Zachary Plash is making his name known right now in this game, getting past our offensive line there.
Plash got him for a loss of 2, second down and 12 yards to go. The football between the 13 and 14-yard line. That's where they mark it. 8-0 the score. Auburn trails here in the 11-man playoffs. 3:23 to play in the first quarter. Wide receiver out to the left side. That's Wenzel. To the near side comes Traven Shaw. Binder goes in motion. It's an option play. They fake the pitch to Binder. Liguori's going to take it in for the touchdown. He faked the pitch to Binder, kept it himself, and took it in from 13 yards out. It'll be a 13-yard run by Nixon Liguori on the quarterback keeper there as he took it in for the TD. The score coming with 3:09 to play in the first quarter here at Auburn High School. Well, that was a nice job on the fake on the pitch and then running it in there.
Yeah, and it's what Auburn's got to do and Ogallala do is they got to make sure they tackle.
Down 8-6, they're going to kick the extra point. Traven Shaw in to kick. Liguori to hold. The ball is down. Shaw's kick is up, and the kick is good. Our score 8-7. Ogallala on top. 3:09 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula, Tommy Grafton, back with you here at Auburn High School. 3:09 to play in the first quarter. The Ogallala Indians leading the Auburn Bulldogs 8-7. That scoring drive, 13 plays, 54 yards, capped by a 13-yard run by Nixon Ligori. Traven Shaw kicked the conversion, and it's 8-7. The scoring drive recap, presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right, Bulldogs ready to kick it away. Shaw has it teed up at the 40-yard line. We'll pick up the return men here.
Number 7, Kasky, or Rezac. Okay. Rezac's back there.
Ball is bobbled by the first up man, then he falls on the football. Couldn't find the handle on it right at first, and then very wisely just got on the football, making the recovery there for Ogallala was Jack Rezac. And so the Indians will begin this drive first and 10. They'll start at their own 27-yard line. Rezac actually got him pretty good field position there. He just bobbled it when he tried to field the kickoff. So the football is spotted at the 27-yard line. 3:06 to play first quarter, 8-6. Ogallala on top. Indians come over the football with Eden Kane, the sophomore signal caller. He'll be under center. Kasky sets in the backfield behind him. Kane calling his starting count. Takes the snap. Turns, gives it off to the running back coming around from the right side. That's Caden Rezac. Rezac into the open. He's midfield at the 50. It's a foot race to 40. He's to the 20, the 10, and he's going to take it for a touchdown. The line of scrimmage was the 27-yard line. That will be a 73-yard touchdown run by Caden Rezac. 73 yards for the touchdown, and how about that, Tommy?
Yeah, Rezac on the year, he's averaging 10 yards a carry. He's averaging 126 yards a game. Going into this, I think Tony or Coach Jansen and them think they have to make sure that they stop them. Just a couple missed tackles by Auburn there.
Yeah, a couple of people had a shot at Caden Rezac, and he just ran through the arms of those would-be tacklers, got to the right sideline, and took it for the TD. Now the lineup for the two-point conversion. Kane with the split backs behind him in the backfield. Calling his starting count. He's under center waiting for the snap. Has the football. They hand it back on an inside handoff to Kasky, and Kasky will take it in for the two-point conversion. The score goes 16-7. Ogallala on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC. Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Ogallala's scoring drive was a quick one. One play, 73 yards by Caden Rezac on the rush. Harry Kasky carried in for the two-point conversion. Ogallala goes up 16-7 with 2:53 to play here in the first period. And this scoring drive recap presented by your friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Well, Tommy Grafton, a couple of big plays there on both of these drives for Ogallala, and they jumped out to a 16-7 lead.
Yeah, Randy, it's going to be, you know, I see watching film a little bit this week. Ogallala gets some big plays, big chunks. Got to make sure Auburn wraps up the tackles.
Harry Kasky to kick it away from the 40-yard line comes forward. An end-over-ender going to come up short. Again, Wenzel fields the ball at the 30, starts to his left, upfield to the 35, and then gets hit and knocked down after a 5-yard return. Bulldogs will begin this drive first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Again, we want to extend a big welcome to all of our listeners on News Radio 930, KOGA, Ogallala, and on iHeartRadio. Glad to have you with us tonight with the broadcast originating from the studios of Sunny 101.3 KLZA-FM in Fall City, Nebraska. With the football at the 35-yard line, the Bulldogs come over at first down and 10. Quarterback Nixon Liguori has the snap. Fakes a handoff to Binder. He's back to pass. Now Liguori's in trouble. Broke a tackle. Got away and then dropped. He'll be dropped for a loss back at the 31-yard line. A loss of about five on the play.
Yeah, Jorge Carazulis on the stop there for Ogallala.
So they'll mark the football at the 31-yard line and call it a loss of four. Second down and 14 yards to go now. The clock running with 2 minutes, 24 seconds to play in the first quarter. Ogallala on top, 16-7. Liguori puts two wide receivers to the left. Traven Shaw, the wide receiver, out to the left side. Bannon a slot to the left. Handoff goes to Maverick Binder. Binder turns the ball upfield. He's got some running room. Still on his feet. He stayed in bounds and got the ball across the 40. Fought all the way out to near the 44-yard line. That was a good job of running, and he's close to first down yardage.
Yeah, that was a tough run. Drew Barbie on the stop for Indians.
Well, after the loss on the play, a big gain there brings up third down and one. They'll go quickly with no huddle. Third and one from the 44-yard line. On the run is Liguori. He's in trouble. Broke a tackle. Fought forward. He might have got the first down on second effort. It's going to be very, very close. He's got the ball across the 45-yard line. Should be enough for a first down. Yes, they'll move the chains.
From the first down. Yeah, good second effort there.
That was close.
They were really close.
Yeah. All right, the ball now at the 41-yard line, first and 10, Bulldogs. Nixon Liguori, the quarterback. Running backs on either side of him. Liguori runs the option to the left. He keeps it himself, ducks it inside, has the ball out to the 48-yard line. Gain of about 2, maybe 3 yards on the carry. It'll bring up second down and a long 7 yards to go for the Auburn Bulldogs.
Drew Burby there in for the tackle for the Indians there.
Game coming your way tonight from Auburn High School here in Auburn, Nebraska. The Ogallala Indians leading the Auburn Bulldogs 16-7. A minute and 7 seconds to play in the first quarter. Auburn is working from our left to right, from north to south. The ball is on the east side hash mark. Traven Shaw comes wide to the right side of the field. Single setback in the backfield. I think that's Binder back there behind Liguori. They hand the ball to Binder. He breaks outside to the left, the 50, the 45, the 40, and then knocked out of bounds near the 40-yard line. It'll be enough for a first down. Good job of running the football out to the left side by Maverick Binder.
A little more space. He might have broke it out there, but Jack Rezac was there for the stop for the Indians.
So now the football is just outside the 40-yard line of Ogallala with 47 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The full moon rising off here in the eastern horizon at Auburn on first down and 10 from just outside the 40. Nixon Liguori calls the starting count. Puts a man in motion, two people in motion, and they'll throw a flag, and that's going to be a procedure penalty. I saw that coming.
Yeah, that was. I saw that one. That was on our center there.
Yeah, little Canadian football here. Had two people moving. Well, 5-yard penalty. He'll back the football back outside the 45 to the 46-yard line. Auburn had to overcome some penalties in that last possession and managed to put together a scoring drive. Now down to 47 seconds to play in the quarter. Wenzel brings the play in from the sideline. Nixon Liguori is your quarterback. Maverick Binder's been lining up in the backfield, as has Brant Galicia. This time I believe it's Binder back there. On first down and 15 yards to go. Liguori bobbles the snap and has to fall on the football at the 49-yard line. And, well, I'll tell you, this Bulldog offense is kind of their own worst enemy here so far in the first quarter.
First drive, we had two penalties. Second drive, we have a penalty, or... Third drive, we have a penalty, and then center snapped it before the quarterback was ready.
Well, we had a couple of bad center snaps here. We had one down here
That's
earlier
right.
that went over the quarterback's head. So Bulldog offense really can't get out of their own way here on this. They started the game with two back-to-back procedure
That's
penalties,
right.
and it hasn't gotten any better since then. Two receivers come wide to the right. One of them is Peyton Bowden. The quarterback, Liguori, wants to throw the football. He's back to pass. Throws it complete to Bowden. Bowden turns it upfield. He's got it inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. Nice gain on the play, but it's still going to bring up third down and very long yardage here. That's the end of the first quarter. We're going to step aside for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, it'll be third down and 13 yards to go now. The football spotted at the 44-yard line. Bulldogs on third and long. Nixon LaGorie has the snap from the shotgun, sets in the pocket. Here comes the rush. Now he'll run with the football out to the left at the 40. Tries to turn it inside the 35 at the 30.
Great block.
And he'll have first down yardage. He's got the ball inside the 30. Who got that block?
That was Traven Shaw on that block there. Took two guys out with one block.
You know, Shaw opens up a lot of opportunities for Binder and the other running backs with his blocking ability. We've seen that all season. Here's a quick update from Pawnee City. The Pawnee City Indians are leading Sioux County 31-0 with 3:31 to play in the first half. That game over on our sister station, KTNC. Bulldogs over the football. First and 10 at the 29-yard line. Nixon LaGorie calling his count. Gives it off to Maverick Binder. Binder running into the middle. Breaking tackles inside the 25. Down near the 23-yard line goes Maverick Binder. He's good for about 6 yards on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 4 yards to go. Auburn working quickly with no huddle. Traven Shaw goes wide to the right. To the left comes Peyton Bowden. Quarterback in the shotgun. LaGorie keeps it himself, running into the middle. He's inside the 20. Should have first down yardage. Looks like he's got the ball down near the 16 or 17. It'll be first and 10 Auburn.
Yeah. Sawyer Smith on the stop there for the Indians.
Ogallala listeners, sorry when we don't get all the tacklers in. They're going so quickly here with no huddle. LaGorie ready to snap the ball again on first and 10 at the 18-yard line. On the inside handoff, they give the ball off to Galicia, coming around to the left. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's at the 4, and down he goes at the 4-yard line. It'll be first and goal Bulldogs at the 3 or the 4-yard line of Ogallala.
Sophomore Sawyer Smith again on the stop for the Indians.
Clock shows 11:09 to play in the first half here in Auburn. Again, the Bulldogs go quickly with no huddle. Shaw goes wide to the right. Shotgun formation, LaGorie hands it off to Binder. Binder's going to go into the end zone, standing up from 3 yards out. Maverick Binder with the touchdown. The score coming on a 3-yard touchdown run by Maverick Binder for the Bulldogs. Makes our score 16-13. The score coming with 11:01 to play here in the second quarter as these teams trade scores. Now Traven Shaw is in to kick the conversion. LaGorie to hold as we'll try and kick it. LaGorie to hold, Traven Shaw to kick. Waiting for the snap from center. Long count. Now we got a flag thrown. Let's see what this is going to be about. Offsides on Ogallala. So they'll just move him in a little bit closer. Will they change their mind and decide to go for two now with that penalty yardage or just move up a little bit and go ahead and kick it? Auburn historically has kicked their conversions here throughout the season.
Yes, yeah. Jansen plays the numbers a little bit.
Yep.
Better chance with shot kickers.
I think they changed their mind with that penalty. Now they're going to go
like
for
it.
Two.
Yep.
Well, they're down 16-13. They kicked the last one, so they're going to take the kicking opportunity away from Shaw and try and get it in for 2 points here and get back to within one. All of this happening with the 11:01 to play in the first half here at Auburn. Shaw splits wide to the right. Bowden comes wide to the left. LaGorie has a snap, gives to Binder. Binder runs outside to the left side. I believe he'll get in there. Yes, he does. Binder carries in for the two-point conversion, and the score goes 16-15 with 11:01 to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you.
We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Auburn High School, 16-15. Ogallala up by one with 11:01 to play here in the first half. That scoring drive for Auburn took 14 plays to cover 65 yards, capped off by a 3-yard touchdown run by Maverick Binder. Binder also carried in for the 2-point conversion. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see the Arm Connects in Auburn or Fall City. Traven Shaw has the football teed up, ready to kick it away for the Bulldogs from the 40-yard line. Here's the kick into that wind. It'll be a short end-over-ender, fielded at the 30. Return man's out to the 35, broke a tackle. He's out midfield to the 40. Shaw, the kicker, grabs him up, and Traven Shaw will finally drag him out of bounds near the 30-yard line. The kicker, Traven Shaw, was the last line of defense to prevent the touchdown.
Yes, that's a good tackle, but I think they got him stepped out at the 40, Randy.
Well, that will certainly be helpful for the Bulldog defense. Shaw was running him down the sideline there, hanging on to him, and finally they say he did step out at the 40, but Shaw was our last man to have a chance to get him. Shaw was the kicker. Great field position here now for Ogallala. They begin this drive, first and 10 at the 40-yard line of the Bulldogs. Eden Kane, the sophomore signal caller, has a double tight end set with the back set in tight beside him. He's under center waiting for the snap from center. Kane on first and 10, calling his count. Kasky goes in motion. People jumping around, and I believe we're going to have an offsides call here on the Bulldogs. And, boy, this has been a penalty-laden first half of football for the Auburn Bulldogs. They've had their share of yellow flags thrown at them here.
Yeah, five penalties for 25 yards so far.
Defensive end here on the near side, who shall remain unnamed, jumped offsides on that one. 5-yard penalty brings up first down and 5 now, just outside the 35-yard line for Eden Kane and company. Kane again with that double tight end set, has Kasky set to the left, calling his starting count. Turns, gives the football off to Rezac. Rezac, breaking tackle, spins forward. He should have enough for a first down to the 30-yard line. That'll be a first and 10 for the Indians.
Lance Binder on the top tackle for Auburn.
If you're just checking in or joining us, 16-15 your score. The Ogallala Indians leading the Auburn Bulldogs 16-15. 10 minutes, 45 seconds to play here in the first half. Indians come over to the football. Again, Kane with a fresh set of downs on first and 10 on the left hash mark at the 30-yard line of the Bulldogs. Kane calling his cadence. A long count at the line this time. Takes a snap, pitches the ball back to Kasky. He runs to the right side. He'll get about 4 yards. He'll be down to the 26-yard line. A gain of 4. It'll bring up second down and 6. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight here in Auburn. Tommy Grafton alongside on the as our statistician and on the color commentary. A gain of 4 there for Kasky. Second down and 6 yards to go. Tonight's broadcast being simulcast on the Auburn video stream at striv.tv/Auburn. Eden Kane is under center, calling his cadence once again. That tight set formation on offense. Kane, man comes in motion, pitches the ball back, running from left to right with running room at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and all the way for the touchdown. Goes Caden Rezac. Rezac carries it in, and that will be a 26-yard touchdown run by Caden Rezac for the TD, and that's his second rushing touchdown of the evening here for the Indians. He carried one in from 73 yards a little bit ago, this one from 26, and the score comes with 9:37 to play here in the second quarter. Now, as they have been, the Indians will line up for the 2-point conversion. With Kane, of course, at quarterback under center. Waiting for that snap. Kane. Up, oh, people jumping again, and I think the Bulldogs are going to get caught again for jumping off sides. And I wonder if they're doing something with that cadence that's drawing Auburn, making them jump like that.
You know, usually on a double wing like that, you say a cadence to get the guy in motion, and you know, guys start to react to that motion a little bit, and they think the next sound's going to be the snap.
So, half the distance to the goal line is the penalty. Makes that two-point conversion that much easier for Eden Kane and company. As we wait for the snap on the two-point conversion try, Kane calling his count. Turns, gives it right up the middle, and did they get in? They got in. Okay, I'm trying to see who's on the bottom of the pile. That was a little inside handoff very quickly. We'll clarify that here in just a minute. 9:37 to go, first half, 24-15 your score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding area.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Ogallala scoring drive just took four plays to cover 40 yards, capped off with a 26-yard touchdown run by Caden Rizak. Kobe Nowak carried in for the two-point conversion, and Ogallala goes up 24-15 with 9:37 to play here in the first half. This scoring drive recap, again, presented by your friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Ball is teed up at the 40-yard line. Ready to kick it away is Harry Caskey. Back deep, we've got Binder on the far side. Here's the kick with the wind, a longer kick. Ball's going to go into the end zone, out of the end zone, and they'll bring it out to the 20-yard line. That's where the Auburn Bulldogs will begin this drive. A lot of time here in the second quarter still. 9:37 to play in the first half.
Yeah, Auburn's just got to cut down on the big plays, letting Ogallala get the big plays, and the penalties, six penalties for 30 yards.
In the game heard earlier this afternoon here on Sunny 101.3, the Johnson Brock Eagles defeated 36-14 was the win over Anselmo Murta for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Pawnee City leading big 31-0 in the second quarter over Sioux County over on KTNC. Here come the Bulldogs. People moving everywhere. Look at this. Waiting for the snap. Coming to the left, they run the option, pitch it back to the trailing back. Upfield comes Galicia. I believe he may have first down yardage. He's out near the 30-yard line. Should be enough for a first down.
Yeah, that was freshman Colby Nowak on the stop for the Indians. They give him the first down.
Well, now they're talking about it. They've spot the football. The nose of it is touching the 30. If that's the case, it's broken the plane, and that should be enough for a first down by the nose of the football, and it is. They'll move the chains. It'll be first and 10 Auburn. What do we got going on? Auburn has come to the sideline for whatever reason.
Well, the Ogallala coaches and water boys came out, so they thought it was a timeout.
Well, that's interesting. Now the referees don't even know what's going on. Nobody has taken a timeout, and yet both teams have retreated. Auburn's over here huddled up on the sideline.
Looks like they're giving Ogallala the time out there.
Well, the water boys out there, we're going to keep it here live right now because if they don't know what's going on, how are we supposed to sort it out, Tommy?
Yeah. So I just saw the ref a signal, timeout Ogallala.
Okay, well, we invite you to stay tuned for our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. We'll give you a complete rundown of the first half scoring, and boy, there's been a lot of fireworks in this thing already. 24-15 is our score with the Ogallala Indians on top. 9 minutes, 25 seconds to play in the first half here at Auburn. We did end up with a timeout being charged to the Ogallala Indians. So now, when play is resumed, the ball is spotted at the 30-yard line. Auburn has it at their own 30 with the football first and 10. Peyton Bowden comes wide to the left side. Traven Shaw goes wide out to the right. Back set in the single setback, set behind the quarterback, Nixon Liguori. That's Binder. In motion, going over to the right is Galicia. Fake the pitch to Binder. Oh, Liguori kept it and got a nice gain of 4 yards up the middle. He carries the football out to the 34-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 6 now for the Auburn Bulldogs.
Yep, sophomore Sawyer Smith on the stop for the Indians.
Clock running, 9:09 to play, no huddle, hurry up offense. There's a snap, they give it to Binder. Binder to the right side, spins forward. He'll be stopped just short of the first down. He's at about the 39.5-yard line. It's going to bring up third down, less than a yard to go for first down yardage. Bulldogs with plenty of time to go down here. They've still got 8:51 on the game clock here in the first half, but they're trailing now 24-15.
Caleb Castillo there on the stop for the Indians.
On third down and one, Bowden to the left, Shaw to the right. Liguori in the shotgun. Flags fly. I'm not sure this time, though, that it wasn't the defense that came across. We'll wait and see here. The referees converge on the white hat, and I believe this one's going to go against Ogallala. Still waiting. Offsides on the defense. Yes, that'll be a 5-yard penalty. That'll be enough to give the Bulldogs a first and 10, just shy of the 45-yard line at about the 44.5. So Auburn get a first down that time via the penalty. We've seen a lot of penalty flags here.
Yes, we have.
First half of this ball game.
I've got 7 penalties total so far here.
Wow. First down and 10, Bulldogs from their own 44. Snap the ball back to Galicia. Runs the option. He had Binders, a trailing back. Liguori, rather. Liguori decided to keep the football and got tackled before he could get the ball delivered out to Binder, the trailing back. And the quarterback, Nixon Liguori, has dropped for a loss of a yard back to the 43-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 11.
Yeah, that's number 18, Brewer, on the stop there. A really good. I think if he would have pitched it, he might have had a chance.
From the 43-yard line, second down, 11 yards to go. Bulldogs with the football at their own 43 on the right side hash mark. Liguori has the snap. Gives the ball straight up the middle. That's Binder. Binder doing a good job. He runs the ball out near midfield, close to the 50. He'll get about 6 yards on the carry, enough to put him in a third down and 5 situation. They'll mark it at the 50, third and 5 for the Bulldogs.
Zayden Peterson on the stop for the Indians.
Peyton Bowden, the senior wide receiver, brings the play in from the side, alternating here from the left sideline, bringing the play in from Coach Tony Jansen. Bulldogs came into the game 7-2, as did the Ogallala Indians, both at 7-2. Two wide receivers to the left this time. Hand the ball off, running forward for first down yardage at the 40, at the 35, the 30. Binder at the 20, the 10, the 5, and he'll take it for the touchdown. Maverick Binder, 51 yards for the touchdown, and now the Bulldogs get the big play. After giving up some big plays here, Maverick Binder, he just found some running room down this left sideline, and he's got the speed. Once he hit the afterburners here and turned the corner, he was gone.
Yeah, he was, had one guy to beat and just barely got him out of into the end zone there.
All right, now they're going to line up to kick the conversion this time, down 24-21. Traven Shaw to kick, Nixon Liguori to hold. Shaw's been pretty consistent on these extra points this season as we wait for the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up. It appears to be good, and yes, it is. The score 24-21, 24-22 with 7:07 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and Mobile Banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The scoring drive recap being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Well, for the Bulldogs, a 6-play, 80-yard drive, capped off with a 51-yard touchdown run by Maverick Binder. Traven Shaw kicked the conversion. The score now moves to 24-22 with 7:07 left to play here in the first half at Auburn. Traven Shaw has the football teed at the 40-yard line. Again, he'll be kicking into the wind. These kicks, that wind's been holding him up there. And that's been allowing Ogallala to get some pretty decent field position as they begin their drives. Shaw's going to try and keep this one down a little bit into the wind, and he did. Ball's going to be fielded at the 30, however. Return across the 35 to the 37 and taken out of bounds after about a 7-yard return. And on the return there for Ogallala,
That was going to be Castillo with the return. So the Indians will start 1st and 10. The football is going to be marked. No, they still haven't set it down here at the 38-yard line. 1st and 10 Bulldogs. Or 1st and 10 Indians at the 38. Eden Kane will be under center with the ends set in tight, the running back set in behind the ends as Kane calls the starting count. Kane takes a snap, gives the ball back to Rezac. Rezac running the left side on his feet, cuts back in. He'll get about 6 yards on the play out near the 45-yard line. Caden Rezac, a 182-pound senior wingback on the carry.
Burke Moody on the tackle for the Bulldogs there.
Give Rezac a gain of 6 on the play. It'll bring up 2nd down and 4 yards to go now with the football just inside the 45-yard line of Ogallala. Tight ball game so far here, 24-22. Ogallala with the lead. 6:30 to play in the first half of the football game. Kane with that same tight formation offensively with both ends in tight here is under center calling his cadence on 2nd and 4. Kane takes a snap, pitches it to Caskey. Caskey into the middle. He'll be tripped up and stopped, I think, just short of the 1st down at around the 47-yard line.
Got Brankolitzi on the stop for the Bulldogs. Looks like he's about a yard short.
Harry Caskey, a big bruising-type running back, 215 pounds in his senior, just running into the center of that like a bowling ball into some pins there.
Yeah, he's a big boy, and he should, because he had 171 carries coming into tonight.
Wow. 3rd down and 1 now at the 47-yard line. Ogallala's own 47 on 3rd and 1. Eden Kane looks over a 5-man defensive front there from Auburn as he steps up under center on 3rd and 1. Calling his count, Kane flips it back to Caskey again. Caskey is going to get the 1st down. He fumbles a football, but it's covered back up by Ogallala. And, boy, the Bulldogs had an opportunity there. Nixon Liguori was right there fighting for that ball. Caden Rezac came up with it and saved the day. And there's a huge lucky break there for the Ogallala Indians. Well, Caden Rezac wouldn't say it was luck. He'd say it was hard work.
You're right. And, you know, Brankolitzi in there with ripping it out and, like you said, Nixon was really close.
Now, Rezac did a great job there for the Indians just to get back on that football and save the possession. 1st and 10 now at the 50-yard line, right at midfield. 5:15 to go here in the first half. Kane, again, looks over the defensive set.
Looks like he's waiting for the count. He's going to run some clock.
That's interesting. Already on 1st down. Takes a snap, gives the ball off to Rezac. Rezac wants to run around the left side. Here comes Bowden to take him out of bounds. Bowden makes the stop at about the 45-yard line of the Bulldogs. Be about 5 yards or maybe 4 yards short of the 1st down. Oh, they're going to give him a lot better spot than I thought. Put the ball near the 43. It'll be 2nd down and 3 yards to go.
Yeah, Auburn had a chance there to get him in the backfield, but Rezac's pretty quick.
Inside of 5 minutes to play in the first half here at Auburn. 24-22, the Ogallala Indians up by 2. They have the football. 2nd down and 2 yards to go with the 43 of the Auburn Bulldogs. Quarterback, Eden Kane under center. Has the snap, pitches it back again. Running to the right side is Caskey. Caskey will be stopped after a gain of only about a yard. It'll bring up 3rd down now for the Indians of Ogallala.
Yeah, Brant Galizia and Owen Rowland stop there for the Bulldogs. That's, I think, the first no gain we've seen tonight for Ogallala.
Spent a very enjoyable evening and had a great steak in Ogallala a year ago. I followed the Pawnee City Indians out to Arthur County and went into Ogallala the night before. Had a great steak. I wish I could remember the name of that steakhouse, but they had a ribeye down on Main Street that was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. 3rd down and 2 to go now for the Indians of Ogallala as Kane calls his starting count. Waiting for the snap on 3rd and 2. Back to Caskey, then an inside handoff. They give it to Rezac, and he's stopped. They stopped him at the line of scrimmage, maybe even lost half a yard. Going to bring up 4th down and 3. I remember it was a Western-themed steakhouse and bar downtown on the west side of the street. Whatever it was called, it was a great meal, folks, and I really appreciated the hospitality. The next day, I went to Arthur County and froze my tail off with the Pawnee City Indians. It was one of those 14-degree kickoff days.
Yep.
We were outdoors.
But a huge play by Brant Galicia there.
Hey, they're going for it here on 4th-and-3 at the 44-yard line. Big fourth down play for the Indians. 3:34 to go in the first half. Kane calling a starting count on 4th-and-3. They're trying to get the Bulldogs to jump. Takes a snap. On the inside handoff, Nowak does not get there. They got him. The Bulldogs are going to take over on downs. The ball carried by Colby Nowak, the freshman, a 200-pounder. They stopped him for no gain on the play. And on 4th-and-3, Auburn gets a stop at their own 44-yard line. The Bulldogs still have 3:23 left with which to work here in the first half, trailing 24-22.
Big play by nose guard Owen Rao there to get in there and stop that freshman fullback.
All right, here come the Bulldogs over the football to the near side. Split wide is Peyton Bowden. Split wide to the right, Traven Shaw. Quarterback Nixon Liguori sets in a shotgun formation with Maverick Binder behind him in the backfield. Ends are set in. Turn, get the ball off to Binder. He goes into the middle. He's met at the line of scrimmage and thrown back. He'll get a yard and get the football out to the 45-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the first half.
Zachary Plash gets in there right away, and Mav's got him kind of sidestep him, and then Sawyer Smith cleans it up for the Ogallala Indians.
Second down and 9 yards to go for Auburn. The clock is running inside of 3 minutes now, 2:56 and clicking. To the left side, this is Traven Shaw. To the near side is a wide receiver. Nixon Liguori has a snap. Runs the option to his left. The trailing back is Binder. He pitches to Binder. Midfield at the 50. Binder ducks inside. He'll be dropped at the 49-yard line. Short of the first down by about 3 yards, but a nice, well-executed play coming around this left side. Good defensive pursuit there on the part of the Indians.
Yeah, Harry Kasky. Really good inside-out pursuit to slow him down.
All right. Going quickly with no huddle are the Bulldogs on 3rd-and-3 from the 49. Running it forward is Liguori. He'll have the first down.
He'll tush push.
And he's got the football inside the 45. Who's got the football? I'm sure Liguori kept it.
It was Liguori, yep.
Yeah, it was Liguori. And he's going to put the ball down to the 42-yard line. It'll be a 1st-and-10. Well executed there, Tommy.
Very well executed.
Clock is winding. 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Bulldogs need to hurry it up. Shaw comes to the left as a split receiver. Wide to the left side, the short side of the field. Liguori in the shotgun. Takes a snap and, oh, yet another flag. And what do we got this time?
I think Ogallala's jumped offside.
Okay. Clock is stopped for the penalty with 2:03 to play. Here in the first half, the score 24-22, if you're just checking in. The Ogallala Indians leading the Auburn Bulldogs here at Auburn. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play, seated alongside Tommy Grafton, Ray Penning, our producer-engineer tonight, back at the sunny 101.3 studios. We welcome once again our listeners on News Radio 930, KOGA Ogallala. Glad to have you with us, also on iHeartRadio. 1st-and-5 for the Bulldogs at the 37. Running with the ball out to the left goes Binder. He's inside the 30. He'll have first down yardage down near the 26 or 27-yard line. Bulldogs still got a minute 42 with which to work. They'll go with a hurry up here and no huddle, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Kasky and Jack Rezac on the stop for the Indians.
Working quickly. The ball is spotted at the 26-yard line. No huddle. Bulldogs over the football. Wide to the right side goes Brenton Wenzel. Wide to the left is Shaw. Liguori takes a snap. Liguori gives a football off to Galicia. Brant Galicia tries to turn the corner around the right side. He's inside the 25-yard line, dropped near the 23. Clock running with 1:23 to go. Auburn has all three timeouts here, right?
Yep, all three timeouts.
They'll hurry up over the football on 2nd-and-7 from the 23-yard line. Liguori, two wide receivers left, spread formation, throws it out to Binder. Binder's at the 20, inside the 20. Wisely gets out of bounds with the football to stop the clock with 1:06 to go. And that's your experienced senior receiver there running for that sideline, getting as much yardage as possible, but taking the ball down to the 16-yard line and stopping the clock with 1:06 to go here in the first half. All three timeouts. Down by two, you got to also think about Traven Shaw's leg, although he would be kicking into a brisk north wind. That probably negates any ideas of that. Shaw goes wide to the right. Bowden comes wide to the left. Liguori sets between Galicia in the backfield and Binder. They give to Binder. Binder spins at the 10, at the 5, broken tackle,
near the goal line. He'll go in for the touchdown. Maverick Binder for the touchdown from 16 yards out. And the Bulldogs take the lead 28-24 for the first time tonight here at Auburn. Maverick Binder on that run. Man, did he do a job there breaking tackles, spinning in and out of the arms of would-be tacklers. The score coming with just 58 seconds left to play in the second quarter, first half here at Auburn. Now, up by four. Do you kick it or go for two and try and make it a six-point lead? I think this is one of those things where you go for two, isn't it?
I think so. I look like Jansen.
Yes, it is.
For.
They'll split a wide out to either side of the field as they line up for the two-point conversion. Galicia has Binder set next to him, pitches to Binder. Binder tries to run it outside, now cuts inside the defender, and he got there. Great job of picking his way between defenders to get in. Binder carries it in, and with 58 seconds to go, the Bulldogs go on top 30-24. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back once again to Auburn High School. 30-24, the Bulldogs with their first lead of the ball game. 58 seconds left to play here in the first half. That scoring drive took 8 plays to cover 56 yards. Maverick Binder capped it off with a 16-yard touchdown run. Binder then carried in on the run for the 2-point conversion, making it 30-24. And again, this scoring drive recap presented by your friends Jake and Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services here in Auburn. Now, as we get set to kick it off, for some reason, Auburn's going to take a timeout.
Yeah, Auburn only had 10 on the field.
Boy, somebody's in trouble
yep.
for not lining up. So we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and News Radio 930 KOGA.
In your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula, Tommy Grafton, back with you here at Auburn. 58 seconds to play in the first half. Auburn on top, 30-24. Traven Shaw has the ball teed at the 40-yard line, ready to kick it into the wind. Another low-driving end-over-ender. Going to be fielded at the 30. The return out to the 35 and taken out of bounds there. Good defensive pursuit there on the part of the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Burke Moody there on the stop for the Bulldogs.
Burke Moody's name pops up a lot on defense.
Yes, he does.
Effective defensively there for
yep.
Auburn. So, the Ogallala Indians, they have proven that they can score quickly with big plays here in this first half. They've got 54 seconds left to play in this first half. For the Bulldog defensive coordinators, that has to feel like an eternity out
yes,
there.
Yeah, Auburn's got to really sure up their tackling here like they did in that last drive.
Well, knowing what they're able to do, let's see what happens here. They come over the football. Your quarterback signal caller, the sophomore Eden Kane. Ends are tight as always. Turns, flips the ball back to his back, coming around from the left side. Kind of a caravan over there. Caden Rezac, the ball carrier, and he had a whole crew of blockers running with him, coming around from left to right. He'll have a gain of about 9 and put the football to the 44-yard line. Second down and 1 at the 44 of Ogallala. Again, the Indians work quickly with no huddle. Kane Fakes the pitch. He's back to pass. Wants to throw the ball. The pass is complete. Out to the left side for first down yardage. Drew Barbie makes the reception. Is that their first pass of the night?
First pass of the night.
Barbie makes the catch.
2-point conversion.
Yep. Got the ball into Bulldog territory at the 48-yard line. Clock is running with 20 seconds to go. One timeout remaining for Ogallala. The Indians, on first and 10, take the snap. They pitch the ball back again to Rezac, running the left side, trying to get out of bounds over there to stop the clock, and I think he did with 9 seconds to play in the first half. They took him out of bounds at the 45-yard line, still well out of field goal range here right now for the Indians, even with that north wind at their back.
Got Matt Binder over there to push him out of bounds for the Bulldogs.
Okay, unless Harrison Butker is suited up there, they're probably.
Yeah. Yes.
Ball's up. He's been sick. Second down, 7 yards to go at the 45-yard line. 9 seconds on the clock, the 45 of Auburn, that is. Eden Kane under center. Calling his starting count, has the snap, fakes a handoff, wants to throw again. Looking downfield, there's a receiver. The pass is overthrown. Look at the coverage. The intended receiver was Caden Rezac. 1, 2, 3, 4 defenders. They had him east, west, north, and south. They had the receiver covered. The pass ball is incomplete with 4 seconds to go. So they have one more shot at it here with 4 seconds on the clock. They do have one timeout, but they're not going to use it and talk it over. So on third down and 7, the football is at the 45-yard line of the Bulldogs. 4 seconds to play in the first half. Auburn is up 30-24. Ogallala comes over the football. The Indians, Eden Kane calling his count. Third down and 7. He has the snap. There's a flag thrown, and play is stopped. Whistle sound with 2 seconds showing, and that's going to be a procedure penalty called on the Indians. So now the penalty bug is biting Ogallala the way it has been Auburn throughout this first half.
Yeah, that's their third for 15 yards.
You know, Tommy, we've seen an awful lot of penalty flags for this late in the season.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's what the coaches are going to talk about at halftime, just cleaning stuff up.
That's what you expect to see on the first game
second
game out of the blocks here. Penalty yardage marks the football back to the midfield stripe, the 50-yard line. It'll be third down and 12 yards to go now for the Indians with 2 seconds to play. They've got time to snap it one more time. Now the line judge comes in, and they're going to put
some time. Looks like they're adding time back up.
Going to put some time back on the clock. 4 seconds to play. 4 seconds to go. It's still just time probably for one more play here, but let's see what Eden Kane comes up with. He's got Caskey and Rezac set back there in the backfield. Barbie and Smith are the ends set in tight. Kane calling his count. Third and 12 at the 50. Flips the ball back. They're going to throw the ball. Caskey wants to throw deep. Downfield for Rezac, and the pass is caught, but he's tackled at the 12-yard line, and that'll be the end of the first half. Fantastic reception by Caden Rezac with 3 defenders all around him, but it'll be to no avail as he's tackled at the 11. And at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading the Ogallala Indians. Your halftime score, Auburn 30, Ogallala 24. Right now, we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a halftime scoring recap. After this 2-minute break, you're enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3 and News Radio 930 KOGA.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspections by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair salutes all area firefighters for all they do for our communities. And with colder weather coming, They want to remind everyone that when using portable electric heaters, do not trap cords against walls where heat can build up. Keep anything that can burn at least 3 feet away. Plug portable heaters directly into wall outlets. Call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City to keep your equipment moving. 402-245-2908.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Auburn High School. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Ogallala Indians. Our halftime score, Auburn 30 and Ogallala 24. Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, a couple of scoring updates for you. Again, in the game that was heard live this afternoon on Sunny 101.3, the Johnson Brock Eagles got the win over Anselmo Myrna in eight-man football, Class D2. The final of that one was Johnson Brock 36 and Anselmo Myrna 14, the final. Also, we have a scoring update for you from Pawnee City in six-man playoff football action. The Pawnee City Indians are leading Sioux County after three quarters, Pawnee City 47 and Sioux County 8. That's after three quarters. That game live over on KTNC. Of course, here at Auburn, the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Ogallala Indians 30-24. Let's take a look at the scoring in the first half of this one and tell you how that went. Ogallala got on the board first with 8:31 to play in the first quarter. It was a 2-yard touchdown run by Harry Caskey. That capped a 4-play, 64-yard drive. The pass was complete to Drew Barbie for the 2-point conversion, made it 8-0 Ogallala. Bulldogs came fighting back, a 13-yard touchdown run by Nixon Lavoy that capped a 13-play, 54-yard drive. Traven Shaw kicked the conversion, and it made it 8-7, Bulldogs down by 1. Ogallala answered quickly, a 73-yard, 1-play drive by Caden Rizak with 2:53 to play in the first quarter. Harry Caskey carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Ogallala was back on top 16-7. But the Bulldogs battled back quickly, 11:01 to go in the second quarter. Maverick Binder on the rushing touchdown from 3 yards out. That was a sustained drive of 14 plays, 65 yards. Binder carried in for the 2-point conversion. Auburn was back within one at 16-15. At the 9:37 mark of the second quarter, it was Ogallala back on the board. This time a 26-yard run by Caden Rizak. His second rushing touchdown of the night, a 4-play, 40-yard drive. Kobe Nowak carried in for the 2-point conversion. It was a 9-point advantage at this point for Ogallala, 24-15. But the Bulldogs weren't done yet. 7:09 to go in the first half. A 51-yard touchdown run by Maverick Binder topped off a 6-play, 80-yard drive. Traven Shaw kicked the conversion, and the Bulldogs were back within two at 24-22. Then with just 58 seconds to go in the first half, Maverick Binder got free for a 16-yard touchdown run, an 8-play, 56-yard drive. Binder carried in for the 2-point conversion, and we go to the half with the Auburn Bulldogs on top, 30-24, Auburn with the lead here at Auburn High School. Right now, we're going to take a 5-minute break. We're going to send it back to our Sunny 101 studios and to KOGA in Ogallala. A 5-minute break here. We'll be back with more halftime right after this on Sunny 101.3 and News Radio 930 KOGA.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a living part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.org.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. A freeze warning begins at 10 p.m. tonight and continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 29. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow, high of 41. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow night, 27. Cloudy. A dusty mist snow Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for a fulfilling career to make a difference every day? Nemaha County Hospital has exciting opportunities waiting just for you. Join our team dedicated to excellence in patient care and community service. Whether you're a technician, nurse, or support staff, we are looking for passionate individuals to be a part of our Nemaha family. Visit our website to explore job openings and discover why we're not just a hospital, but a community that cares. Begin your journey today at NemahaCountyHospital.com/careers.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Here at Frontier Bank, we believe in keeping things local. When you shop in your community, everyone wins. You get friendly personal service from someone you know and trust. As a result, a part of every dollar you spend locally is used to finance our schools and to provide police and fire protection. Shop in our community. We sincerely appreciate it.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Falls City.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back once again to Auburn High School. Again, a big welcome to all of our listeners joining us on News Radio 930, KOGA in Ogallala, and on iHeartRadio, as well as our viewers tonight on Auburn's video stream at strive.tv/Auburn. However the platform you have chosen tonight, we're glad to have you with us. My name is Randy Gatula alongside Tommy Grafton. And Tommy, you've got a few stats here on the Auburn Bulldogs for the first half.
Yeah, so Auburn in the first half had a total of 37 carries for 221 yards. And Matt Binder leads the Bulldogs with 20 carries for 154 yards. And let's see what he's got, two TDs?
Yes.
Yep, two touchdowns.
Well, that's where we stand. Right, actually, Matt Binder with three rushing touchdowns, one from 3 yards out, 51 yards out, and 16 yards out, and that's where we stand here at halftime with The Auburn Bulldogs on top, 30-24. Again, some scoring updates on other games around southeast Nebraska. Big day here in Nemaha County with both the Auburn Bulldogs and the Johnson-Brock Eagles in the playoffs. Johnson-Brock in the game heard earlier today here on Sunny picked up a win over Anselmo Myrna, 36-14. That was in eight-man football. Down in the six-man competition, the Pawnee City Indians in Pawnee County, after three quarters, they're leading Sioux County 47-8. So Johnson-Brock has already advanced. We don't have a final score yet, but we know that Johnson-Brock's opponent was going to be the winner of the Sand Hills-Thedford Nebraska City Lords game, and with the 11 minutes to go in the game, Sand Hills Thedford was leading Nebraska City Lords 44-12. We're going to try and get a score.
Got a final,
update on that. Okay, what's the final?
Sand Hills Thedford 52, Lords Central Catholic 12.
52-12. So that means, at least from what I was told today in Johnson, that Sand Hills Thedford, thank goodness, is going to travel to Johnson. That game will be next Friday at Johnson-Brock. We made the trip out to Dunning a couple of years ago with the Sacred Heart Irish. That's a pretty fair piece to drive out.
Yes,
that
it
way.
Is. That's a long ways
so,
out there.
So they'll be heading this way. Johnson-Brock will be at home. We're not sure where Pawnee City stands. If they get the win, they were winning big. 47-8 at the end of the third quarter. You have a final there?
I have a final. Pawnee City 55, Sioux County 22.
55-22, so Pawnee City advances. Johnson-Brock advances. Auburn, well, they've got a battle on their hands here. This Ogallala Indian team, I can tell you, they're not going to go away, Tommy, with a 30-24 lead for the Auburn Bulldogs right now. We've still got a lot of football to play here tonight at Auburn. We're going to step aside for another two-minute timeout. We want to alert our stations along the line. This will be a two-minute break, and we'll be back with more of our halftime show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Tommy Grafton back with you here at Auburn. The winner of this game will face the winner of Columbus Lakeview and Boone Central. That's of interest to both the Ogallala listeners and the Auburn listeners. The latest score we had on that, after one quarter, Boone Central leading Columbus Lakeview. After one quarter, the score, Boone Central 14 and Columbus Lakeview 0. So Boone Central on top over Columbus Lakeview after one quarter, 14-0. Tom, I think you've got some stats now to share for the Ogallala
Indians. Yeah, Ogallala is leading rushers tonight. Number one, or Caden Rezac, is 9 carries for 125 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then Harry Caskey with 8 carries for 75 yards and 1 touchdown.
Well, I've been impressed with that 1-2 punch of Caskey and Rezac. Rezac's touchdowns came from 73 yards out and 26 yards out. Harry Caskey, he scored from 2 yards out, but he's been running tough in the middle. And really, it's been all that this Bulldog defense wants to handle. It's an interesting offense for those of you that aren't maybe watching it on the video stream. The Oklahoma Indians come out in a very tight set. The tight ends are set in tight, shoulder to shoulder with the tackles. Then they put the running backs right behind the tight ends on either side of the quarterback. And what they call the hammer, the fullback, sets behind the quarterback. Interesting terminology when Coach Bauer sent me his depth charts. I was both amused and impressed with what he does. He denotes his fullback as the hammer back. The wide receivers are known as the bullets and arrows. And the... the Bears and the Chiefs are the tight ends. Anyway, it's very interesting terminology that he uses for the Ogallala Indians, and I had to have him translate that to wide receivers, fullbacks, and running backs for me before I could fill out my spotting chart here for the ball game. We're about a minute or so away from getting ready to kick off and moving into third quarter action, and what I think, Tommy, this promises to be a great second half of football. The temperature is down to 37 degrees here at Auburn. The winds are out of the north at 19 miles an hour, gusting to 25 miles an hour. The feels like temperature is down to 33 degrees, so starting to get a little bit nippy. Great turnout tonight, Bulldog fans here in mass, and I'm impressed with the number of people that made the trip down from Ogallala. Nice long drive from out there, Lake McConaughey Land. Always love visiting that area. That's one of my favorite little vacation spots in Nebraska.
There's a group of us. We go out every year and play. We have a golf trip out to Lake McConaughey at Bayside.
Well, a lot of the listeners know that we enjoy your part of the state. It's great to make it out there. The Ogallala Indians have their choice here for the second half. They want the football, so Auburn will be kicking off from our left to right. Trayvon Shaw has the ball teed at the 40-yard line, set to kick it away. We'll see who the deep men are back there. I think in the middle, that's probably Harry Caskey. And returners up on either side. Here's the kick with the wind. Shaw gets a leg into it. Ball is going to be fielded at the 22. They come out to the 25, the 30, across the 35, and dropped at the 37-yard line. And the return man there for Ogallala was Castillo. He's a 175-pound senior on that return. And he gives them pretty good field position. The Indians will start first and 10 at their own 37-yard line.
Yeah, Brant Galizia and Shane Hanley on the stop for the Bulldogs.
First and 10 at the 37-yard line for the Ogallala Indians. Eden Kane with that same formation we've been seeing all night. Everybody in tight with tight ends. Kane under center calling his cadence. Puts Caskey in motion, pitches to Caskey. He runs to the right. Caskey's across the 40, out to the 45, fights forward to the 46, and then finally taken down after a gain to about the 45 or 6-yard line. He'll be short of first down yardage by only about a yard.
You had Brenton Wenzel and Nixon Ligori in there on the stop for the Bulldogs.
A gain of 9 on the carry for Harry Caskey. The senior running back, a 215-pounder for the Indians, brings up second down and 1 now for Ogallala. The line of scrimmage at their own 46-yard line. Eden Kane breaks the huddle and brings him to the line. Barbie is the right end. Sawyer Smith on the left, set in tight. As Kane calls his count, gives it to Caskey again. He'll have the first down yardage. Caskey's hard to bring down. He fights his way out to the 50-yard line. A little bit of extracurricular activity here. Galicia mixing it up a little bit there with Cybrant. They were just exchanging pleasantries.
Yeah, they were just saying hi.
Have a good night.
Nixon Ligori there for the stop.
Ball's now at the 49-yard line of Auburn. Into Bulldog territory come the Indians. They're trailing 30-24. 10:52 to play in the third quarter here at Auburn. Eden Kane calls his starting signals. Long count at the line. Caskey comes into motion. Inside handoff. Caskey takes the ball, then turns, gives it off on the inside handoff back to Caden Rezac. Rezac will be wrapped up after a short gain, this time of a couple. He's got it down near the 47-yard line is where they'll mark it.
Burke Moody there on the stop. You know, it should have been a no gain there.
On that play, they give the ball to Harry Caskey first as he's coming from left to right, which we see a lot of.
Right.
Only in this case, Caskey then gives an inside handoff to Rezac coming back from right to left to try and throw that defense off a little bit. Gain of two there for Rezac. Second down and 8 yards to go. The ball at the 47-yard line now as Kane waits for the snap from center. Kane puts Caskey in motion. Fake to Caskey. He wants to throw the ball out to the right. Pass is going to be complete to Rezac. Rezac has first down yardage inside the 40 and then taken out of bounds down near the 37 or 8-yard line. Well-executed play as Caden Rezac made the reception.
Traven Shaw over there for the stop for the Bulldogs. Sucked up our defense there, and Rezac was able to get behind us a little bit.
Well, Ogallala doesn't throw the ball a lot.
No.
But when they do, they kind of catch you off guard, and they're very,
very,
very effective. We do have a penalty flying thrown, and it's going to be called on the Indians. And that's going to bring that reception back and nullify the first down. They're going to mark penalty yardage off against Ogallala and put the ball back into Indian territory at the 47-yard line is where they'll mark it. And now it'll bring up a second down and about 13 or we'll even call it maybe 14 yards to go here. All of this taking place with 9 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the third quarter. We're at Auburn High School tonight. Your Auburn Bulldogs hosting the Ogallala Indians, both teams 7-2 coming into this ballgame. On second down and 14, Eden Kane from his own 48-yard line waits to get the play underway. Oh, he gives the ball to Caskey. It was fumbled. Caskey picks it up off the ground, and he breaks tackles. He's got running room. Caskey carrying Galitza with him down inside the 40 to the 36-yard line. I'm telling you, Galitza had him around the waist, and Caskey was just carrying the defenders down the field with him.
Yeah, we got a flag down here on the near side here.
Now let's see if this one's going to come back. Wait for the indication. Illegal procedure against the Indians. And how frustrating does that have to be for Ogallala? They've had back-to-back very successful long plays that have both been nullified by procedure penalties. And that can just destroy a drive.
Yeah, that's hard. It's hard to get, especially at this style of offense.
Yeah.
It's hard to get back off those
penalties. 5-yard penalty puts the ball back to the 42-yard line now for the Indians. And it'll bring up second down and 19 yards to go for Ogallala. Two big plays nullified by procedure penalties. That was happening to Auburn back in the first half. Now that penalty bug has bit the Indians. Second down, 19 yards to go at the 42-yard line. Kane waiting for the snap. Long count at the line this time. Gives it to Caskey. He wants to throw. Caskey wants to throw downfield. Looking for Rezac. The defenders are there. I think Rezac made the catch. No, wait a minute.
No, how did
he dropped the ball. Oh, wait a minute. The ball ended up on the turf and Auburn got it. Are they going to give him a completion? Auburn fans are going to go nuts. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's going to be...
That ball popped out of there, and Auburn was on it. I figured they just ruled it an incompleted pass instead of a fumble recovery. Instead, they ruled it a completion.
That's what I would have called the two as incomplete.
Oh,
there.
Oh, my goodness. At the 34-yard line, big break there for Ogallala. First and 10 Indians at the 34 of Auburn. That was a huge break right there for the Ogallala Indians as Kane calls his count on first down. Caskey comes into motion. They pinch to Caskey, running to the right side. Caskey this time is met and stood up and tackled. Nixon Ligori was waiting for him over there that time.
Yeah, that's, you know, you got your quarterback playing safety and you think you can make a play.
Tommy,
like that.
Back to the previous play, that had to be the quickest catch and down in history because that ball was out on the ground almost immediately and covered by Auburn. I just assumed they were going to call that an incompletion.
Yep.
Auburn wanted a fumble, but they called it a completed pass. At the 31-yard line, second down and 7 at the 31 of Auburn for the Indians of Ogallala. Eden Kane, long count. People jumping around here. Caskey comes in motion to the left, now comes back and gets set again. Now they hand the ball off. Coming back is Rezac from right to left. There's a flag. Rezac's at the 30, taken out of bounds at the 25. And another flag is thrown out near the 30-yard line. Auburn fans are getting riled up over here.
They're getting riled up. That's getting tight. I think they're going to get a hold out here on the edge somewhere.
That's what it's going to be holding on the Indians. Welcome our listeners and join the broadcast tonight on the Auburn High School live video stream. Streaming at striv.tv/Auburn. We're very pleased to be providing the audio feed for that video stream tonight. Hope you're enjoying watching the game as you enjoy our descriptions. Penalty yardage puts the football back to the 40-yard line, second down and 16. Boys, the Indians have had a lot of penalties to overcome in this drive.
Yeah.
Second and 16 from the 40 of the Bulldogs for the Ogallala Indians. Quarterback calling his count, Kane. Gives it to Caskey. Caskey runs to the right. This time he's going to be hit and tripped up right at the line of scrimmage. No place for Harry Caskey to run that time. No gain. It'll be third down and long. Third and 16 yards to go at the 40.
That's a really great job by Owen Rao there in the middle. Just making a pile and making him run through that pile.
So now the football is marked at the 40-yard line. Third down and 16. This is a huge third down play out here. For Ogallala, they've had this ball a long time.
Yes, they have.
How many plays have they ran this drive?
They've ran 11 plays so far, and
they're at the 40-yard line. Here we go on third down and 16 at the 40 of Auburn. Big third and long for the Indians. Kane calling his count. Fakes to Caskey, wants to throw. Kane's going to be hit and sacked in the backfield. Big defensive play for the Bulldogs. I think that was Burke Moody.
Burke Moody on the sack there.
Moody came from the defensive end on the right side. Kane didn't see him coming from the blind side, and Moody had the speed to run him down. And Burke Moody comes up with a huge defensive play for the Bulldogs. He got Eden Kane all the way back to the 48-yard line. Who's our deep man down here? Is that Maverick Binder?
Yep, Maverick Binder.
Binder waits to return the punt. He'll stand at the 15-yard line. In to punt the ball away is Harry Caskey. He waits at the 36 for the snap from center. Caskey gets a good snap. Got the punt out of there, but barely. Binder stays away from the ball. It bounces inside the 20. It'll be touchdown at the 17-yard line. And despite running, I believe, a 12-play drive and possessing the football for, what, nearly 10 minutes?
Yep.
They come up empty-handed, and after all of that, Ogallala has to be frustrated with having to punt the football away. Penalties did it to them, and I think they got a break or two on top
they
of
did,
it.
They did, yeah.
In all honesty.
You know, and that's you hate to say it, but that's the high school football. Yeah. They don't have the replay.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
So the ball is at the 17-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Auburn Bulldogs. Nixon Liguori puts Traven Shaw wide right, Peyton Bowden wide to the left. Liguori takes a snap, turns, hands the football off, running forward, carrying it is Brant Galizia. Galizia is going to reach the 20-yard line for a gain of about 3 on the carry. It'll bring up second down, 7 yards to go for the Bulldogs.
Yep, Jacob Fanning on the tackle there for the Indians.
6 minutes, 5 seconds to play in the third period here at Auburn High School. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Ogallala Indians 30-24. In what has been a back-and-forth contest here all evening long. Auburn with a spread formation. Bowden left, Shaw to the right. Single setback in the backfield is Maverick Binder. Now they shift two players to the right side, unbalanced line. Snap comes to Lixon Liguori. Liguori keeps it himself. He'll run it out to the 25-yard line. He'll get a gain of about 4, maybe 5 more yards. That'll bring up third down and short for the Bulldogs. Third and about a yard and a half to go.
A big third down here for the Bulldogs to keep the drive alive here.
Randy Catula with you here on the play-by-play. Tommy Grafton, our statistician, color commentator. Glad to have you joining us for
tonight's
broadcast.
Appreciate it.
Great to have you along. Tommy, here we go. Third down and 1. Big play for the Bulldogs. A line of scrimmage, their own 25-yard line. In the shotgun formation, hand off to Binder. He's got the first down just enough, maybe an extra yard. He's out to about the 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Bulldogs.
Sawyer Smith on the stop for the Indians there.
Boy, Maverick Binder, a senior. He's not a big kid.
No, he's not a big kid, you know, and as I look at the stats, I mean, he had 121 carries this year for 915 yards.
Hard working
yes,
running
he
back here, and he's doing a good job. Okay, to the right side is Wenzel this time as the receiver. Brenton Wenzel, a sophomore. They're back to pass. They throw the pass complete out to the left. Now duck it inside. That's Binder, I believe. 30, 35. Out near the 40-yard line. I believe that was Maverick Binder.
Yep.
Yes, it was. Binder made the reception, then made a nice little move back to the inside and got first down yardage as he's got the football out near the 40-yard line.
We got a flag back here at the 25.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see what that's going to be. And just like the Ogallala Indians, it appears that the Auburn Bulldogs are going to have a really nice play negated by a penalty flag. We've sure had our share of those tonight throughout the ball game. Are you counting penalties
over there? Yep, I've got. So we've had 13 penalties total for 80 yards.
So that's for Auburn?
But no, for everybody.
Everybody. Felt like Auburn's had that.
Yeah.
All right, penalty yardage marks the football all the way back inside the 20. The ball's at the 17-yard line where it's first down and 20 yards to go for Auburn. Spread formation, two wideouts to either side. Hand the ball off, slipping with it is Liguori. He's lost his footing but didn't go down and then just had to turn it upfield and get what he could, and it didn't turn out all that badly for him. He's going to get about 8 or 9 yards on the run when he had it first and 20.
Yeah, freshman Colby Nowak with the stop there.
We'll give him a gain of 8, actually, on the carry, so it'll be second down and 12 yards to go with the football at the 25-yard line. They need to get it out to the 37 for a first down. Clock continues to run here. 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Same score that we had at halftime. It was 30-24 at the half. Auburn on top. Here comes Sean on the near side, split out. In the backfield, next to Liguori in the gun. Liguori gives it off to Binder. Binder up the middle. He's not going to get a whole lot. They catch him in the middle and throw him back after a gain of a couple. Looks like we're looking at third down and about 10 yards to go now for the Bulldogs.
Sawyer Smith again on the stop. Also in there was Zachary Flash.
All right, let's see where they mark it. It's at the 27-yard line, third down, and almost 11 yards to go now for Auburn from their own 27. Renton Wenzel brings the play in from the near side. The quarterback is Nixon Liguori. The running back sitting on his right hip is Maverick Binder. Wide to the left is Galicia. There's a snap. Rolling to the right. Liguori throws a pass complete. Making the reception was Burke Moody, but he's tackled immediately after a very short gain. Stopped near or short of the 30 at about the 29, only about a yard out of that.
Yeah, really good play by Sawyer Smith there.
So now Auburn looking at fourth down and 10 will find themselves in a punting situation. That brings in the senior punter, Traven Shaw. Shaw to kick it away with the wind at his back. Now, he's been known to get some boomers here.
Yes, he has. Yeah, got the wind at his back.
It's time to uncork one for Traven Shaw. The ball is spotted near the 28. He'll stand at about the 12 and wait for the snap. He gets a good snap. Shaw gets the punt away. A low driving punt. The ball bounces at the 30, rolls inside the 20, inside the 15, inside the 10, and it'll be touchdown at the 7-yard line. And how about that puppy? Talk about flipping the field.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think it was going to go that far, but he got enough roll out. I mean, what a roll, 30 yards?
We just talked about how Traven Shaw has been known to uncork some there. The line of scrimmage was the 28, so we'll give him 22 there and another 43. You know what? He just uncorked a 65-yard punt, a 65-yarder from the line of scrimmage for Traven Shaw, and that's the kind of punt that can flip the field and make a difference.
Yeah, especially, you know, Ogallala's offense is that, you know, the double wing, and to make him go pretty much the whole way here to score.
All right, mark the football. At the 7-yard line, that's where they'll start with it, first and 10. Quarterback Eden Kane, as he has been throughout the evening, is under center waiting for a snap. Gives it up to Rezac. Rezac is out to the 10. Uh-oh, he's got some running room. Out across the 20 to the 21. And, you know, he's just a heartbeat away from taking that thing all the way. We were getting pretty thin on defense here for the Bulldogs to get the stop on him.
Yeah, that's a really good shoestring tackle there by Liguori. Just
move the ball out to the 21-yard line for the Indians. Ogallala trailing 30-24 as they have since back in the second quarter with about a minute to go. They've been trailing ever since. Put together a lot of plays on their last drive and came up empty-handed. Let's see what the Indians can do here. First and 10 at their own 21-yard line as Kane sets the offense. Kasky in motion. Kasky gets the handoff, runs to the right. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, broke that tackle, then fought his way forward for 4 or 5 yards out near the 25-yard line. Boy, it looked like they had Harry Kasky in the backfield, but he broke that tackle. He's a tough running kid.
Yes, he is, and he carried a couple guys for a couple yards, and Brant Galitzy and Lance Binder get the stop there.
He only got 3 yards out of that play, but could have very easily been stopped for no gain. And I said it before tonight during the broadcast, but I am very impressed with Harry Kasky and Caden Rezac. These two young men, they're ball players. Here we go. Second down and 7. The football at the 24-yard line, their own 24 for Ogallala. They give it to Rezac. He comes around the left side. Rezac spins out across the 30. He'll have a first down. They just kind of gradually chip away at you here, 4, 5, 6 yards at a time. And Rezac carries the ball to the 31-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the Indians of Ogallala.
There's Maverick Binder on the stop for the Bulldogs there.
Tomorrow, University of Nebraska football. Huskers take on Purdue, 2:30 in the afternoon. I think our pregame show begins at 12:30 on KTNC. Husker football tomorrow, that'll be fun. Here we go, first and 10 at the 31-yard line for Ogallala. And over the ball, Kane calling his count. Has a snap, gives to Kasky. Kasky, not much running room. Now fights forward. He just does not want to give up. It looked like Kasky is met at the line of scrimmage, and he somehow turns that into a 3-yard gain.
Yeah, just dragging people down, and took 5 Bulldogs to bring him down there.
You know, this Bulldog defenders, they're not used to being carried down the field by a running back like that, and that's something that Harry Kasky has been able to do consistently tonight. He just now put the football out to the 35-yard line. The ball is spotted just inside the left hash mark. That'll be the end of the third quarter, so we'll step aside for a 1-minute timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for 1, 2, or 3 lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a 4th line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement. Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have 5 other locations in northeast Kansas. Our thanks to Bruna Implement, our presenting sponsor for the broadcast. Kane on 2nd down and 7 from his own 35-yard line. His back to pass, throws the ball out to the left, complete to Kasky. Kasky slips and goes down out of bounds at the 39-yard line. Oh, he had a little bit of running room down that left sideline if he'd have been able to keep his footing.
Yeah, Randy, he was going to get the first down for sure.
Well, he'll be down at the 39, and now it'll bring up 3rd down and 2 yards to go for the Indians at their own 39, trailing 30-24. We're in the fourth quarter now. 11:34, clock is running. Ogallala Indians over the football, 3rd down and 2. Kane, Eden Kane, the quarterback, has the snap, pitches it back. Rezac has the first down, I believe. He stretched the arm out. He should have got it by about a half a yard.
You know, people that aren't watching this, you know, when he pitches it, the quarterback pitches it, and the quarterback is one of the leading blockers.
Oh, yeah. He leads them out there and goes around. I notice it's just a convoy when they come, whether they go left or right. The running back's not out there on his own. He's got 3 or 4 people leading the way. And they blocked that very effectively. 1st and 10 for the Indians. They work from their own 42-yard line as they come over the football on the left hash mark. They're running from our left to right, from north to south here in Auburn. Kane calling the count. They give the ball up the middle this time. I took the fake in the backfield. I was watching Kasky back there, and instead they gave the ball up the middle for a short gain and got the football out to the 45-yard line is where they'll mark it. And it'll bring up second down and seven. Gain of three. I think Nowak must have carried that one.
Yeah, Nowak there, and then Lance Binder on the stop.
I get to watching Rezac and Kasky so much that I take the fake, and then Nowak burns me for a couple here in the middle. At the 45-yard line, second down and 7 yards to go for the Ogallala Indians. Indians with the football. Kasky in motion. Give it to Kasky. Inside handoff. Rezac. Rezac's going to be hit this time after a short gain. He got it out to about the 47-yard line. It's going to bring up third down at about 5 yards to go now for Ogallala from their own 47-yard line.
Lance Binder and Cole Clark in there for the stop for the Bulldogs.
10 minutes to play in the football game. The score 30-24. Auburn leading Ogallala. Here in this Class C1 11-man Nebraska State High School football playoff game in Auburn tonight. All right, third down and 5. Here come the Indians over the football. No sense describing that set. It's the same thing all night long.
Yeah.
Ends in tight. Calling his count. Kane. Kasky in motion, pitch to Kasky, runs to the left side, he's going to have the first down. He got the football down to the 46-yard line of the Bulldogs, and that's just tough running on the part of Harry Kasky through the arms of 3, 4, maybe even 5 would-be tacklers.
Yeah, just carried a couple more there, and then Nixon Ligori and Lance Binder again able to get him down finally.
You know, you look at that clock, Auburn up by 6, and you start thinking, you know, you want to get a stop here, but I think Ogallala very aware that if they just take their time and methodically come down, they may not leave a lot of time for Auburn on the clock here. It's a 6-point lead for the Bulldogs. First and 10, Ogallala at the 46-yard line of Auburn. Keaton Kane gives it to Kasky. Kasky crashes the left side, running over tacklers again, wrapped up near the 40-yard line. He'll get a gain of about 6. I think we're looking at around 2nd down and 3, 2nd down and 4 here. Now for Ogallala, the clock as we watch the time tick away, down to 8:45 to go in the ballgame.
Got Nixon Ligori again on the stop for the Bulldogs. But, you know, with Auburn, you don't want to see that safety having to make the play. You want to get your linebackers up in there and make some stops for us here.
I think, did we ever get a final out of Pawnee City? I think we did. 55-22, I believe, was the final they gave us. Pawnee City with the win. 2nd down, 3 yards to go at the 40-yard line as Eden Kane calls his count. Kane, fullback, gives the ball to the fullback up the middle again, Colby Nowak, and Nowak bulldozes forward. I think he's going to have first down yardage near the 35. Nowak sits there as the fullback, and most of the time he's just there to block.
Yeah.
And on those rare occasions they do give him the football, it kind of catches you off guard because you get lulled into thinking that either Rezac or Kasky is going to end up with the football. First and 10 at the 35-yard line of the Bulldogs. Ogallala with the football. Kane on first down and 10 calling his count. There goes Kasky. They pitch to Kasky running the left side. Look at that. They've got him. The tackle's going to be made by Traven Shaw, but Kasky carried big Traven Shaw a couple of yards after Shaw had him really pretty well wrapped up.
Yeah. The kid is, you know, he's, what is he, 215 pounds? You got to hit him low.
Yeah, Shaw had him wrapped up tight in a bear hug and got him down off his feet, eventually making the tackle, but not before he carried Traven for a couple of yards down to the 33-yard line. Clock inside of 7.5 minutes now, Tommy.
Yeah.
Bulldogs desperately need a stop here.
Yeah.
A turnover, something along that line. While the Indians very content to methodically bring the ball down the field and put it into the end zone. Down by 6 is Ogallala. They have the ball 2nd and 8 at the 33 of Auburn. Pitch to Kasky. He comes to the right side. Kasky just running over tacklers. Close to the first down. He stopped near the 26-yard line. It's going to bring up 3rd down and about a yard to go now for the Indians of Ogallala.
Grant Galitzi and Lance Binder on the stop for the Bulldogs.
Regardless of the outcome of this game at the end, this has been a fantastic football game to watch. These are a couple pretty good football teams.
Really good football teams. Very well coached.
Very competitive. 3rd down and 1 at the 26-yard line of Auburn. 3rd and 1 for Ogallala coming down the field. Aiden Kane, the quarterback. Has a snap. Gives it off to Rezac. Rezac runs to the left side, crashes inside the 25 at the 24, and it'll be a first and 10 for the Ogallala Indians. Time down now to 6 minutes, 26 seconds to go, and Ogallala realizes down by 6, they come down here and get an extra point or a two-point conversion, they could get a 1 or a 2-point lead on the Bulldogs and really not leave Auburn a whole lot of time on the clock with which to work here. We're down to 6:14 with the clock running. Line of scrimmage is at the 24-yard line, 1st and 10, Ogallala. On the left hash mark, Kane calling the cadence once again. At the 24, gives to Rezac, who runs to the short side of the field to the left side. He'll get about 5 yards. Looks like he's got the ball inside the 20, down near the 19-yard line. Should bring up 2nd down and about 5 yards to go now for the Indians.
Cole Clark and Owen Rowell on the stop for the Bulldogs. Randy, we're going on play 17.
17 plays 17 in this drive. My goodness, just a methodical, time-consuming march down the field here by the Indians. The ball at the 19-yard line, 2nd down and 5, Ogallala. They want to score, but they're not in a big hurry. Quarterback Eden Kane once again with that same set. Gives the ball to the fullback up the middle, and he's carrying people with him. Fights inside the 10. Nowak has the ball down to about the 9-yard line, just running right through would-be tacklers, and you got to start to wonder, is that Bulldog defense starting to tire a little down here?
You can tell they're wearing down a little bit, you know, and I think their eyes are starting to look back at the other running backs, and they just forget about the fullback.
All right, the ball is outside the 10. They mark it at the 10.5-yard line. They could get a first down, Tommy, but they'd have to be inside the 1-yard line to do it. Clock at 5 minutes to go. 5 minutes to play in the ballgame. 30-24. Auburn is up by 6. Ogallala down here threatening, just outside the 10 on 1st and 10. Hand off again to Nowak, this time carrying forward with the football is Jack Rezac. Jack's got it inside the 5, and he's near the 2-yard line. I'm looking at 4 and 44. I think that was a 4 that time.
I think so, too.
So now the football is spotted at the 3-yard line. 2nd down and goal. Clock down to 4 minutes, 25 seconds to go. Ogallala down here threatening. It deep in Bulldog territory. Quarterback. Kane calls a starting count. Long count. Flips it back. Running to the right side. Caskey, he'll go in standing up. Caskey carries the ball in from 3 yards out. And it'll be a 3-yard touchdown run for Harry Caskey, and now that ties our score at 30 all. So how big, Tommy, is this?
Big two-point conversion here
for the
conversion
coming up. 4 minutes and 9 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. That's our first score of the second half. Here it is. It could all be on the line right here. Two-point conversion. They line it up. Hands under center is Kane. Waiting for a snap from center. Kane, still with a long count. Very long count at the line. Caskey, they give the pitch to him, and now
we got a timeout.
I think a timeout's going to be taken with 4:09 to go in the ballgame. The score all knotted up at 30 apiece. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You got to be enjoying this. High school football on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Ogallala Indians put together a meticulous 19-play drive that covered 93 yards to get that score, and now the all-important two-point conversion. With 4:09 to go in the ballgame, we're tied at 30, and here come the Ogallala Indians over the football for the two-point try. Kane is the quarterback, calling his count, waiting for the snap from center. Gets the ball, pitches it back, inside handoff, Caskey! I don't know. Did he get there?
Yeah, they gave it to him.
Kasky carries in for the two-point conversion, and the score goes Ogallala 32, Auburn 30. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The recap of the scoring drive presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. That drive, 19 plays, 93 yards after Traven Shaw had pinned him back at the 7-yard line. They went 93 yards on 19 plays, capped off with a 3-yard touchdown run by Harry Kasky. He carried in for the 2-point conversion, and the Ogallala Indians go up 32-30 with 4:09 to play here in the fourth quarter. We're ready for Harry Kasky to kick it away. Here's the kick. Bulldogs have got 4 minutes with which to work. The ball bounces around. It's going to be covered up down at the 15-yard line before it. Wenzel got on the ball again. That was a live football down there. And the Bulldogs have got to work on realizing that's a live ball.
Yeah, and, you know, and I think Brent might have messed up a little bit. It might have went out of bounds, but, you know, we had that one in the first half. You don't want to give that ball up.
Well, the defenders were closing in on him quickly, and he's thinking we cannot give up possession of the ball. All right, the Bulldogs, 85 yards away with 4:09 to go. Make a note of that, 4:09, 85 yards to go. First and 10, their own 15-yard line. The quarterback turns, gives the football off to the running back coming around from right to left. They give it to Maverick Binder. Binder gets short yardage out to the 18-yard line, a gain of 3 on the play. It'll bring up second down and 7.
Drew Barbie on the stop for the Indians.
Inside of 4 minutes to go now. Here's Traven Shaw wide to the left side. Bowden goes wide to the right. Back to pass. No, they give the ball off up the middle. Galicia, he's got a little running room. He's across the 20, out near the 24-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 1, but that clock continues to run. 3:38. Auburn has to go quickly here with no huddle. Wide receiver to the right and to the left. Quarterback back to waiting for the snap is Dixon Legore. He's going to run to his right for the first down. He's got it. He's to the 30, across the 30, out near the 34-yard line. First and 10, Auburn. 3:21 to go. Bulldogs have all three timeouts left here. Working quickly with no huddle. Auburn comes over the football. Peyton Bowden comes to the near side as a wide receiver. Traven Shaw splits wide to the right. In a slot to the left side is Maverick Binder. Quarterback Dixon Legore from the shotgun. Runs the option. Pitches back to the trailing back. No place to go. They're going to catch him for a loss on the play. Back to the 32-yard line. Carrying the football was Brant Galicia.
Caleb Castillo there with a big play to stop that option.
Second down and 12 yards to go at the 33-yard line. Inside of 3 minutes to play. 2:49 clock running. Auburn with three timeouts left, trailing 32-30. Nixon Legore in the shotgun has the snap. Rolling right, looks downfield, has a pass receiver and off the fingertips of the intended receiver. Brant Galicia down near midfield. The ball was there, so was the defender. Not a badly thrown football. Galicia just not able to pull it in.
Yeah, just couldn't reach it. Just, you know, didn't time his jump well. But Nixon had to put that ball up a little bit with the defender there in front of him.
All right, let's set the stage for you. The incomplete pass stops the clock with 2 minutes 39 seconds to play. Ogallala leading Auburn 32-30 here in the 11-man Class C1 playoffs. Auburn has the football. Third down, 12 yards to go at their own 32-yard line. Huge third down play here for the Bulldogs, trailing by 2. Quarterback Nixon Legore will set in a shotgun formation, spread set. 2 wide receivers to the right, 2 to the left. Legore's going to run with the football on a quarterback draw up the middle. He's at the 35 and drops at the 36-yard line. Huge defensive play there on the part of the Indians.
That was a great, great fill and tackle by Caleb Castillo there to prevent Nixon from going for any farther.
Castillo doesn't make that tackle. Nixon's got a lot of yardage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So now, it's a do-or-die fourth down situation with 2 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Tommy, I'm afraid to say it all comes down to this play.
I think so, yeah. This is going to be it, I think.
Fourth down and eight at the 36-yard line. Nixon Liguori, his team down by two, has the snap. Liguori on the inside handoff, coming to the left. First down yardage, midfield the 50, at the 40. That's Maverick Binder at the 30, and he's tackled at the 27-yard line. They needed 13 yards, and they got a basketful. Maverick Binder put the football inside the 30. A minute 54 left to play. Auburn has life. It was all down to that one.
Yes, it was. You know, and Peyton Bowden on the edge got a great
play with no huddle. Bulldogs over the football. To the left side is Bowden. Wide to the right is Shaw. In the shotgun, Liguori gives the ball off to Galicia. Running to the right side, Galicia on his feet inside the 25, down to the 22. A minute 40 to go. Auburn still with three timeouts remaining. They're not going to use one. Gain of six on the play. Second down and 4 yards to go. The ball at the 22-yard line. Liguori has a snap. He'll keep it himself. Runs into the middle. Liguori fighting on his feet. Still on his feet. He's inside the 15-yard line. Down near the 14, and I think we're going to get a timeout here.
First down. Got a first down.
No, they're not. No timeout. They just stopped the clock. They're moving the chains. 1:25 on the clock. Now the clock winds. Three timeouts for Auburn. Liguori gives the ball off. Running with it is Binder. Binder fighting forward. Gets very little, maybe a yard. And now we're going to get Auburn using the first of their three timeouts. A minute 16 to go in the ball game. 32-30. Ogallala up by two. Don't go away. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and KOGA.
In Nemaha County, Nebraska, it's comforting to know there's a healthcare partner that we can rely on, Nemaha County Hospital. With a legacy of excellence, Nemaha County Hospital is our trusted source for top-quality healthcare services. Their dedicated team of medical professionals are committed to our well-being. From routine checkups to cutting-edge treatments, they offer a wide range of medical services right here in our own community. Visit their website at nemahacountyhospital.com to learn more about the services they offer. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Just past the top of the hour, this is KLZA FM, Fall City, Nebraska, KOGA, 930 AM News Radio in Ogallala, Nebraska. 1-6.